The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
Well, good evening, everybody, from the Forthside Fieldhouse at Fort Recovery High School. Welcome to high school girls basketball action tonight in what appears to be the only game in town and around because of a lot of cancellations and postponements because of drifting tonight. But they will go on here. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians and the Lady Redskins of St. Henry, two schools only about 7 miles apart. They weren't afraid to get out in this weather, and they are anxious to play each other. Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Thurman on hand tonight here at the Forthside Fieldhouse. The Indians come in here with a record of 4 wins, 11 losses. St. Henry will come into the ballgame with a record of 10 wins and 6 losses. These are two young teams. St. Henry has 0 seniors on their roster, and Fort Recovery has just 1. So two very young teams that are going to be playing each other, same personnel here, for the next few years. It should be a good one as the Indians and the Redskins get ready to go after each other here at the Forthside Fieldhouse tonight in a MAC conference ball game. And we will come back with the starting lineups, and we'll get you going. We'll do that here in just a couple of minutes on PG14, J Country 101.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Forthside Fieldhouse, here's your starting lineups tonight. First off, for the St. Henry Redskins and head coach Nate Uhlenhake. They'll start inside with Leah Layfeld, a 6-foot sophomore. Molly Wendell, a 5'10 freshman. Jalen Everman, a 5'8 junior at one guard. Lauren Tiemann, a 5'5 sophomore at a second guard. And Morgan Bomber, a 5'6 freshman at the third guard. For Fort Recovery, inside they go with Carly Niekamp, 5'11 sophomore. Also, Sage Luthold, 5'10 junior. The only senior on the court tonight will be Maddie Guggenbiller, 5'6 senior. She's the only one. Callie Wendell at a guard for the Indians, 5'4 junior. And Kennedy Mullenkamp, 6-foot sophomore. That rounds out the starting lineup tonight for the Fort Recovery Indians. Good luck to the Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore, Dr. Tom Banna, and all the staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at the Bormore Family Dentistry, formerly Family Dentistry at the west edge of Portland. We will be back in 2 minutes with the start of this ball game tonight as the Indians and these Redskins go at it here at the Forthside Fieldhouse. Back after this on J Country 101.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're at St. Henry and Fort Recovery about to do battle in girls basketball action here. Should be a good matchup tonight. Even though these are two very young teams, there'll be no lack of desire. That's for darn sure. These are two schools that are 7 miles apart. They are arch rivals. And you just say St. Henry to Fort Recovery. You say Fort Recovery to St. Henry, folks. They're ready to go at it. And that's what we are tonight. The Indians will be in their home white uniforms with the purple trim, and the Redskins in their red uniforms with the white trim. As we said, for Fort Recovery, it's Carly Niekamp, Sage Luthold, Maddie Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell, and Kennedy Mullenkamp. For St. Henry, it's Leah Layfeld, Molly Wendell, Jalen Everman, Lauren Tiemann, and Morgan Bauer. The head coach of St. Henry is Nate Eulenhake. And also Holly Yan for the Lady Indians. At halftime tonight, they'll have some senior night activities here for basketball. Like we said, only one player will be involved, but I think they're going to also honor some other folks here that are seniors, the band, the managers, things like that. That'll be coming up at halftime. We will be right back here Saturday early afternoon as Fort Recovery will be taking on Troy Christian. And that game is set to start at 12:45 Saturday afternoon. Kind of an odd time, but it's because of some lack of facilities and people, and so they've got to do that. So the game will tip off at 12:45, and you can hear that Saturday only on AM 1440 and FM 105.3, as we will be here for that one coming up Saturday at 12:45 tip-off as Fort Recovery takes on Troy Christian. Well, here we go. It is Fort Recovery and St. Henry ready to do battle. Jumping up for St. Henry is Molly Wendell, and she will be going up against Sage Luthold. Both are 5'10". St. Henry goes to the right, and it's Fort Recovery to the left, and the tap controlled by the Indians, and we are underway. First quarter being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy in downtown Fort Recovery. Indians with the ball out in front. They will get it over on the wing to a Niekamp. Niekamp will go down low. Going inside with it is Luthold. Can't get a shot. Brings it up. Bad pass off the hands of Kennedy Mullenkamp and out of bounds. Ends up right on the St. Henry bench just to my left. So we're just underway. No score. St. Henry at 10-6. Here's a long three-pointer. Good. Quite the shot to begin things. Lauren Tiemann starts off the scoring, and it's 3-0. St. Henry leads it. Quickly into the front court, Mullenkamp gets it near side to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell out in front, turns around, can't get a shot away. Hands it off to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller, oh, threw it away. Teammates were not looking. Ball stolen away. Here's a drive down. Shot up on the way. No good in there by Morgan Bomber. And a foul inside. And the foul's going to go against Fort Recovery. And charge the foul against Carly Niekamp. And on the putback, the shot was good. Layfeld got the basket, and now the three-point try, and she misses the free throw. Rebound by Callie Wendell of Fort Recovery. Very quickly, it is 5-0 in favor of St. Henry. Near side pass goes over on the wing to Sage Luthold. Luthold looks down low, turns, feeds it back out in front to Wendell. Wendell now goes to Kennedy Mullenkamp out on the perimeter. Gives it to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller got tied up, I think. Well, no, they called a foul. Foul was called inside against Lauren Thiemann. And she picks up the personal. That's her first and the team's first. No free throws. 6:49 to go here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter at the Forsyth Fieldhouse tonight. Out front, here's Kennedy Mullenkamp. Starts to drive near side off to Niekamp along the baseline. Can't get a shot. Lost the ball. It's taken away by St. Henry. Here come the Redskins. Pass to the far side over in the corner. And Everman, what did we have? We had a foul call. They are calling it very, very close here. Kennedy Mullenkamp picks up the foul. That'll be her first and the team's second. So it'll be thrown in by the Redskins from the baseline. They go inside. Here's a quick move. Shot up and in. And give Lauren Thiemann two more. She has 5 points, and it is 7-0. St. Henry with the early quick lead. Near side, Callie Wendell for Fort Recovery. Just can't find an open shot. Goes back to her left, down toward the baseline, turns around, looks for help, waits, hands it off to Guggenbiller, drives in, gets the pass down to Luthold. Now it goes to back out in front. It's knocked away but picked up by Niekamp. Niekamp goes across to Callie Wendell. Now to the near side to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp along the baseline, comes back near side at the top of the key, spinning around with it. This is Callie Wendell, goes down low, threw it away. Scramble for the ball. It is loose. It is still loose. Going to be picked up by Guggenbiller out front from Fort Recovery. Now they go to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Good defense by St. Henry. Here's a pass down low. Ball knocked away. Picked up. Shot on the way. Is off the side of the glass. No good. Guggenbiller gets the rebound for Fort Recovery. Turns around at the foul line. Has it knocked loose, but Callie Wendell will pick it up. Callie Wendell with it out front. Can't find an opening. Lobs it down low and threw it away. Knocked around and finally taken out of there by Morgan Baumer of St. Henry. They get it on down to the near side. Here is Thiemann. She can't get a shot away from the corner. Turning, looking, out in front. We'll feed it off to Jalen Everman. Inside, there's a shot up and in. And that's two more. Morgan Baumer gets her first two, and it's 9-0 in favor of St. Henry. And now we got a timeout being called by Fort Recovery. We have 4 minutes and 57 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's St. Henry 9 and Fort Recovery nothing. We're back in just a moment. Our first quarter being brought to you by Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy located in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Quick time out there by Fort Recovery. I think Holly Gann just wanted to settle their girls down. They knew this was going to be a lot of pressing defense and against a very quick, very talented, very deep young team. Here's a bad pass, knocked around, out of bounds, touched last by St. Henry. Went off the hands of Molly Wendell, who's just a freshman. And the ball will be thrown in right in front of the St. Henry bench by Carly Niekamp. Gets it into Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell out in front, guarded closely. They are guarding so close, you hardly have room to breathe. Good defense. Here's Wendell's shot off the rim. No, put back up and in. Give the put back in there to Eva Kolig, who had just came into the game. So Eva Kolig makes it 9-2 with the first Indian points. Out in front, driving inside, but traveling with it. That is Molly Wendell of St. Henry. So the ball goes back to Fort Recovery on the turnover. Ask about Kalp Pharmacy's weekly prescription program with delivery of your needed prescriptions to your home on a weekly basis. That's Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Far side, Kennedy Mullenkamp has it knocked out of bounds. Substitutions coming in. Let's see. We have Alexis Busher and Chloe Speck checking in for St. Henry. Talking to Coach Uhlenhake earlier, he said he'll play everybody, and he'll play them a bunch. He's not afraid to make a move at a moment's notice. Kennedy Mullenkamp has the ball knocked away, scramble for the ball, and I think we're going to have a tie-up. We do. And the arrow will give it right back to St. Henry. 4:09 to go in the opening quarter here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. 9-2 in favor of St. Henry. The Redskins with the basketball, walking it up the floor. This is Riley Bomber. And there's a drive inside and a shot up and in. And give that basket. And the ball knocked away and stolen right back by St. Henry. As they just come right back at you all the time. 11-2, here's a drive down, shot on the way, no good. Rebound to a Fort Recovery, and too many Indians going after it, and they knock it out of bounds. In for the Redskins comes Leah Layfeld. And that last basket was by, Leah Layfeld had scored. And here's the ball inside and almost stolen, but we got foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell called for a reach-in. That'll be her first and the team's third. So St. Henry will throw it in right in front of the Fort Recovery bench. The inbounds pass way out in front. That comes to Riley Bomber. Riley Bomber near side going on down to the baseline with it is Ava Homan. And Homa lost it out of bounds, but it was touched last by Fort Recovery. So it will be their basketball. From the side court, in it comes to Layfeld. Layfeld has it knocked loose. She retrieves it out of center circle. And then it's taken away by Niekamp. Niekamp into the front court for Fort Recovery. Near side to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell will drive, put up the jump shot, and it will not go. But the rebound comes off to Collig. Ava Collig on back to Callie Wendell. Down low. We got a reach-in foul going to be whistled against St. Henry. Foul is going to be called in there against Ava Homan. Homan picks up the foul. That's her first and the team's second, so no free throws. Just common fouls. From the baseline, it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp to throw it in. Out in front to Callie Wendell. Goes down low inside to Luthol. Her shot is no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. Touched last by St. Henry. Fort Recovery will have it from the baseline. 2:59 to go here in the Calp Pharmacy opening quarter. Mullenkamp looking underneath, wide open and putting it in. And a nice little play there off a screen as they got it right inside to a Sage Luthold for her first two. Makes it 11-4. Here's St. Henry attacking. Backdoor play up and two more. Give that one to Riley Bomber. Her first two, and it's 13-4. In favor of St. Henry. St. Henry 10-6 on the air. Mullenkamp drives, misses the shot, but she'll go to the free throw line as she was hit on the arm. And the foul goes inside against St. Henry's Alexis Busher. Busher picks up the personal, her first, team's third. And at the free throw line is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp, a sophomore, fires it up and it rolls off. One more coming, and more substitutes coming in for St. Henry. Almost every dead ball, they're sending in two and three different players. They send Morgan Bomber back in and others. Here's the second free throw is good. So Kennedy Mullenkamp gets her first point, makes it 13-5 in favor of St. Henry. St. Henry with the ball out in front. Here is Layfeld. Layfeld wants to drive. Spins around, goes inside, now kicks it to the wing. And then we have a holding foul going to be called against Eva Collig. Collig will be called for what they call a double hand check. She had one hand on the other player, which you can. As soon as you put that second one up there, they're going to call it. More subs coming in for St. Henry. Almost every dead ball, two or three, you can just bet on it. Here are the Redskins with it out on the perimeter. Bomber now from the corner. Here's a long three. It's off the mark. No. Rebound taken away by Eva Collig of Fort Recovery. On ahead to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp into the front court. Mullenkamp turning around out front. Guarded closely. Near side. Here's Callie Wendell for three. Cannot get it. Rebound picked away by Luthold. And Luthold is going to be tied up. Or did they call a foul? Nope, they called a tie-up. Possession arrow pointing Fort Recovery's way. Minute 55 to go here in the opening quarter. Mullenkamp will throw it in right in front of the Fort Recovery band. Looking, having trouble. Finally gets it out front to Callie Wendell. Wendell out front, looking for an opening, can't find it. Now she cuts to her left, bounce pass to Mullenkamp. Ball knocked away from her and out of bounds. And it's still going to be Fort Recovery ball. Again, from the baseline and right in front of the band. That's where we did this just a few seconds ago. Kennedy Mullenkamp looks, way out in front. Got it off. Here is Wendell, pops the three and hit it. Callie Wendell came off the screen, top of the circle, and buried it. 13-8. It's a 5-point St. Henry lead. They've led by as many as 9. Redskins on the attack. They go far corner. Now they can't find an opening. They'll come across to Morgan Bomber, who goes underneath, kicks it out. Driving to the baseline, here's a runner up off the glass. No. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Fort Recovery. Slowly but surely, the Indians working their way back into the ball game. Here is Mullenkamp, goes into the corner to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell dribbles it out in front, now goes back to her left, looking, goes to the baseline, turns, nowhere to go, swings it back out in front to Collig. Collig gets it back to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell looking at the top of the key, can't find anything. Across the way to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp loses the ball off her foot and out of bounds. It'll go back to St. Henry. 58.8 seconds to go. Riley Bomber comes back in now for St. Henry. St. Henry leads 13-8 here in the first quarter, being brought to you by Calp Pharmacy and Fort Recovery. Also locations in Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana, your friendly Health Mart Pharmacy. St. Henry with it out in front. They work around on the perimeter. Driving inside is Morgan Bomber. Almost threw it away. Goes back. She gets it. She'll fire a long one and miss it. Rebound is knocked out of bounds, and it was touched last by Fort Recovery. Down to 41 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. From the baseline, the Redskins will throw it in. And tossing it in, that is Jalen Everman. Everman from the baseline. She is a junior. No seniors on this St. Henry team. Zero. Only one on Fort Recovery. So extremely young players out here that are going to be playing against each other for quite a while. Here's the inbounds pass. St. Henry having trouble. They'll get it in, turning. And then we got a baseline violation or a foul. Foul's going to be called. It was a baseline violation after contact was made. And Eva Collig picks up the foul. That's two against her. And that's the fourth team foul called against Fort Recovery. Coming out is Carly Niekamp. And back in is Sage Luthold. St. Henry looks. Out lets it. Out to Morgan Bomber. Bomber sees an opening. Drives in. Ball knocked away. Grab. But we're going to have a foul called against Fort Recovery. And that's a good call because it happened. Kennedy Mullenkamp, who was trying to just defend the ball, did get a piece of her and picks up her second foul. And now that's 16 fouls against Fort Recovery. This is a two-shot foul. And at the free throw line is Morgan Bomber. Bomber 2 points on the night. Make it three as she hits the first free throw. 14-8. We have 35.3 seconds to go in the first quarter. One more free throw for Morgan Bomber. Puts it up, and that one's too long. Rebound knocked around, picked up by Fort Recovery. Mullenkamp deep in the backcourt. Clock is ticking down. 30 seconds in the quarter. Here is Mullenkamp all the way down to the baseline. Turns around. Swings it out front to Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller nowhere to go. 20 seconds. Guggenbiller tries to drive. Lost the ball. Knocked around. Taken away by St. Henry. All the way down with it is Everman. She lost it. Now picks it back up. They go to the far side. Here's a three from the corner. It's no good. Deep rebound by St. Henry. Up and in. Give the basket to Molly Wendell. We're down to one, and that is the end of the first quarter. At the end of one, it is St. Henry 16 and Fort Recovery 8. Your first quarter was brought to you by Calp Pharmacy.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
16-8, our score after one period here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And Coach Nate Uhlenhake, man of his word, he said, I'm going to play about everybody. He dressed 13 players on his varsity roster tonight. And in that first quarter, 11 played. He is going to his bench constantly, keeping fresh legs out there. And the Redskins have the ball to start the second quarter. They lead it by a score of 16-8. Here's a pass to the near side. Now they just cross-court it. They're looking for an outside shot. Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They continue to work the perimeter, not finding what they want, and so they just continue to pass it around. They'll lob it down inside. They'll kick it back out. Here's a drive in. Ball is knocked loose. Scramble for the ball. It's still loose. It's finally picked up by... Well, we had a timeout was called because they were about to lose possession. Coach Uhlenhake called the timeout. 7:25 to go, second quarter. It is 16-8 in favor of St. Henry. Your second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Fortside Fieldhouse, where Fort Recovery trails St. Henry 16-8 here early in the second quarter. A reminder, on Saturday, we'll be back here as Fort Recovery hosts Troy Christian. And that ball game will tip off promptly at 12:45. We'll be on the air on AM 1440 or FM 105.3. So tune in for that one at a different site than usual. We have a very busy sports weekend on the radio, so that's what's going on. But we'll be here for that come Saturday afternoon at 12:45. Inbounds pass and a quick shot. It is no good by St. Henry. Rebounded by Eva Collig of Fort Recovery. Gets it on ahead to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp into the front court. Mullenkamp gives it out to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell turns, goes down to the baseline. Now goes toward the corner. Can't get a shot away. Guarded very closely. Ball is knocked loose, but it's picked up by Collig. Collig out in front for Fort Recovery. Gives it off to Wendell. She will drive. Stops. Gets it away, but she traveled. Was leaning and leaning, and she had to pull her pivot foot or she was going to fall down. Back in is Ava Homan for St. Henry. 16-8 our score. We're a minute into the second quarter, which is being brought to you by K&L Tractors Sales and Service there on the south side of Fort Recovery, right on Highway 49. From the far corner, St. Henry not taking the long shot. They want to go down low now. You can just kind of pick up what they're doing. Here's a shot out front and draining the three, though. They went back out to Morgan Bomber. She hits, and she's got six, leading scorer right now for St. Henry. Makes it 19-8, an 11-point lead, biggest of the night for St. Henry. And there's a steal by St. Henry. Knocking it away was Riley Bomber. They come right down. They go underneath. They kick it to the corner. A three from the corner is an air ball. Rebound picked away inside by Lauren Tiemann. She'll bring it back out in front. Kick it back down low. Shot is going to be blocked away, but a foul. No, traveling. I didn't think there was contact out there, and there wasn't. But traveling was the call. It is just a constant movement of players along the bench to the scorer's table and back into the game for St. Henry. But it works, so who can argue it? Callie Wendell out front for Fort Recovery. Goes into the corner to Colleague, and now back to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key, nowhere to go with it. Tenacious man-for-man defense by St. Henry. Here is Wendell still looking for an opening. And did we have 5 seconds? No, we had a hand check foul called against Ava Holman. That will be her second and the team's fourth, I think. Got a timeout called by Fort Recovery. 5:46 to go in the opening half. It is St. Henry 19 and Fort Recovery 8. We're back after this on J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
5:46 to go, second quarter, 19-8. St. Henry leads Fort Recovery. No changes for the Indians, and wow, no changes for St. Henry, which is a rarity. Into Callie Wendell. Wendell out in front, guarded closely. And the ball's knocked loose and stolen. Driving on down for St. Henry for a lay-in is Alexis Busher, her first two. And the lead just grew to 13 at 21-8. This is the biggest lead of the night for St. Henry. They've led from start to finish so far. Callie Wendell near side goes toward the lane. Her little one-hander make it Carly Niekamp, I should say. She pops it in. Her first 2 points, and it's 21-10. St. Henry with it out in front. Redskins will work it over on the far side. They bring it quickly around the horn, trying to get inside the zone. They'll lob it inside. It's knocked loose, but picked back up by the Redskins. Driving inside is Bauman, and now they go back out in front as they try to work it around, and Busher, and just popping it everywhere with a quick pass. They look. They'll go far side over on the wing to Tiemann. Goes down low. The ball is knocked around. It's no good on the shot. Ball loose and saved back there by St. Henry. Finally picked up by the Redskins on down to the baseline. They'll kick it out. Ball stolen away in midair by Sage Luthold. Just reached up and grabbed it in midair. 21-10 your score. Fort Recovery trailing here in the second quarter. Niekamp a long three, short off the rim. Deep rebound, and she's going to get her own rebound. Niekamp looking from the top of the key over to Callie Wendell. She'll pop a three, and it's around the rim and out. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up finally in the far corner by Callie Wendell. Then a mad scramble for the ball, and what did we have here? A foul against St. Henry. And the foul is going to be charge to Alexis Busher. That will be her second. That's the fifth team foul against St. Henry. 4:09 to go till halftime. Senior night activities will take place at halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Out in front to Callie Wendell. Callie Wendell wanting to drive inside. Can't do anything. Being cut off by Layfield. Back out in front goes to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp brings it on down into the corner. Callie Wendell for three. It's high off the rim. Won't go. Rebound battle for inside. Taken away by Layfield. Layfield gets it ahead for St. Henry. Long down court pass. They will lob it back out in front. They'll work the perimeter to the near side. Wendell can't do anything. That's Molly Wendell from St. Henry. On down. Ball knocked away. Touch last out of bounds by Fort Recovery. More subs, every dead ball. Every dead ball, they are running in fresh people. Gets everybody involved in lots of playing time. No one complains about that and keeps the legs fresh. Not a bad strategy if you've got the depth. Here's a shot from the corner. Good. And was that a two or a three? It must have been just a two. It is. Morgan Bomber gets the basket. That's her eighth point. She's the leading scorer in the game. It's 23-10. Here's Mullenkamp out in front for Fort Recovery. Ball is knocked loose. It's stolen away by St. Henry and then lost out of bounds by St. Henry. They had two players going for it, lost it, and it rolled helplessly out of bounds. So the Indians will have it from the baseline. Looking is Kennedy Mullenkamp, finally out front to Callie Wendell. Wendell out at the free throw line, 18-footer is good. Was it two? Callie Wendell has her fifth point. Makes it 23-12 with 3 minutes to play in the first half. The Redskins will go inside. Ball knocked loose and stolen by the Indians. Getting it ahead to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp into the front court. All the way down in the corner to Callie Wendell. She'll drive. Her runner is way off the mark. Kolick, though, puts it back up and in. Eva Kolick for the putback basket. Her fourth point, making it 23-14. They've got it down to single digits. St. Henry with it over on the wing. They've hit a cold spot here the last couple of minutes. Here's a long three, and that's no good by St. Henry. And taken away by Fort Recovery. Eva Kolick got in there for the rebound. 2 minutes and 20 seconds till halftime. Fort Recovery would like to get it down a little closer before the half. Callie Wendell out in front with it. Wendell dribbling around out at the front. Just shoves the defender away. Here's a pass into the corner. Mullenkamp trapped. Lobs it down low. It's picked up, put up, and in by Sage Leuthold. And just like that, a timeout called by St. Henry. Minute 58 to go in the first half. 23-16. It's down to a 7-point game. We are in the second quarter, which is being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We're back after this on PG-14, J Country 101.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. For outstanding service on all your farm and lawn and garden equipment, see K&L Tractor Sales and Service on the south side of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has whittled down what was a 12-point deficit, now down to 7 at 23-16. St. Henry with the ball. Redskins with it out in front. They work around on the perimeter. Can't get inside the zone, which Fort Recovery has tightened up just a bit. Here's a drive-in by Bomber. Can't get a shot. Now she's in big trouble. Looking for help. Finally gets it to a teammate. They work it out. Can't find a shot, though. St. Henry showing some patience. Not just throwing up anything. Here's a pass down to the baseline. The runner is partially blocked. And the rebound is taken away by Sage Leuthold of Fort Recovery. Indians with a chance to get even closer. Kennedy Mullenkamp off to Callie Wendell. Out in front with it. Stops at the top of the key. Backs out of there with it. Looks inside. Left-hand dribble. Takes it on down to the baseline. Turns around. Now looks. Turns. Nowhere to go with it. No one to get it to. Finally, Mullenkamp. Her shot is short. Fight for the rebound. And it's taken away by the Redskins. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Here's a pass down low for St. Henry. Shot on the way is good. Give the basket inside to Jalen Everman, her first points. 25-16. 42 seconds in the quarter. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp has the ball slapped away, goes out of bounds. It'll be Fort Recovery ball. We're down to 38.1 seconds to go in the first half. And the Indians will have it right in front of the Redskin bench. Guggenbiller will throw it into Callie Wendell. Here's Callie Wendell with it out in front, guarded closely. Ball knocked loose, but picked up by Eva Kolick. Kolick right back to Wendell. Wendell almost mishandled it. Now the ball's knocked loose and stolen. Driving the other way with it for St. Henry on down. Shot up and in. Nice steal and a basket by Jalen Everman. Back-to-back baskets for her. Leads back up to double digits now at 27-16. 13 seconds and counting, first half. Callie Wendell with it down to the baseline, looking for a shot, can't find it. Now to Mullenkamp, down to five, drives, jumper on the way, it's no good. Rebound to St. Henry, and that is the end of the first half. We have reached halftime here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And at the half, it is St. Henry 27 and Fort Recovery 16. Your second quarter was brought to you by the folks at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Halftime here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and it is senior night for the swim team for Fort Recovery. And they're honoring Danielle Braun, Audra Bupp, Jackson Irvin, Abigail Kanapke, and Isaac Lefevre, members of the Fort Recovery boys and girls swim teams. Congratulations to all of them. They're having their night here at the field house on this cold, cold night. And if you're out and about, please be careful because the roads are quite treacherous. The winds have kicked up, and especially north-south roads, in some cases out in the rural areas, almost impassable. And even the east-west roads, even the highways are becoming treacherous. So we urge you to please be careful and travel only when necessary. In fact, in Jay County, they're on an orange travel advisory, which means it's only to and from work or for absolutely necessary things. So just a word to the wise there. Well, here it is halftime, and St. Henry leads Fort Recovery by the score of 27-16. This pretty much turned out to be pretty much a carbon copy of the first quarter. First quarter, St. Henry jumped out to a 16-8 lead. They eventually had a 12-point advantage there in the second quarter, but Fort Recovery made a run, got it down to 6. But then St. Henry got a couple of baskets there toward the end. And so here we are at halftime. It's an 11-point lead for the Redskins. As we look at the scoring in the first half, for Fort Recovery, they are being led by Callie Wendell. She has 5 points, 4 off the bench from Eva Collig, 4 points for Sage Bluthold, 2 for Carly Niekamp, 1 for Kennedy Mullenkamp. So 5 of the 6 players who have played for Fort Recovery scored in the first half. Meanwhile, St. Henry used 11 different players there in the first half, and I mean, it was just a constant motion line of people going to the scorer's table and on into the game. Of those 11, the sharing of the wealth has been very, very well noticed. Leading scorer for St. Henry here at halftime is Morgan Baumer, the freshman. She has 8 points, a couple of three-pointers, and she's the top scorer in the game for St. Henry. 2 points for Leah Layfeld. Also 4 points for Molly Wendell. 4 points for Jalen Everman, 5 points for Lauren Tiemann, 2 points for Alexis Buescher, and let's see, 2 points for Riley Baumer. They had 11 players play in the first half, and just constant in motion of the players, but that's the kind of style they play, and that works. So, you know, if you have success with it, go for it. Our halftime score, 27-16 in favor of St. Henry over the Fort Recovery Indians, and we'll return in just a couple of minutes here on PG-14 and J Country 101.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now, and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at the Portside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, it's halftime. No JV tonight, but an intense first half here in the varsity, that's for sure. St. Henry leads Fort Recovery by a score of 27-16 here at the half. Top scorers for St. Henry, 8 points for Morgan Baumer, 5 for Lauren Tiemann, and 4 for Jalen Everman and Molly Wendell. For Fort Recovery, they're being led by Callie Wendell with 5 points. Eva Colling has 4, and Sage Luthold has 4 points. I want to remind you, coming up on Saturday, Fort Recovery is going to be hosting Troy Christian in a Saturday afternoon affair. No JV. And so the game is scheduled to start promptly at 12:45 Saturday afternoon. We will be here for that ball game. And that will be only on our AM side of 1440 AM and also FM 105.3. But you can pick it up here in Fort Recovery, guaranteed. We'll be here for that ball game. A lot of things going on. I mean, we have almost wall-to-wall sports this weekend. Among them, let's see, lots of high school basketball, boys and girls. We have wrestling. We have the AFC and NFC championship games Sunday afternoon on the radio. Goodness gracious, you name it, we've got it. We invite you to join us this weekend for lots of sports here on PG-14 J Country 101. All right, Fort Recovery needs to get the defense cranked up and get the offense cranked up a little harder. credit to St. Henry. I mean, they are just constantly funneling players in and out, and they are constantly playing defense, and they are just moving all the time. They've been well coached by Nate Uhlenhake, and that's credit to their success. They have no seniors, but they're 10-6 on the season. Here's the ball knocked around, and it was knocked out of bounds, touched last by St. Henry. We're just underway third quarter. Our third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms throughout much of Western Ohio. Ball knocked away on the inbounds, picked up by Niekamp. Carly Niekamp gets it off to Callie Wendell. She drives, gets it off to Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp now to Eva Kolig. Kolig on down inside to Niekamp. Niekamp can't get a shot. Kolig has his shot partially blocked, and it's picked up by St. Henry. Redskins will force it into the front court. They'll bring it to the near side for a long three. It's off the rim, no, by Lauren Tiemann, and the rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. Indians on the attack. Kennedy Mullenkamp all the way down into the corner. Callie Wendell from the corner. She has it now knocked loose and stolen, taken away by Leah Layfeld. Layfeld will get it ahead for the Redskins. Feeds it on down to Morgan Baumer. Baumer out front now to the near side. They go into the corner. Here's a long three. This one is no good again by Tiemann. And the deep rebound taken away in the corner by Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Indians with it on down to the far side. Into the corner, it's Kolig. Kolig back out in front to Luthold. Luthold looks in from the wing. Couple of dribbles, gives it off to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looking, right side pass over to Niekamp. Drives inside, puts up a shot. It will not go. Rebound inside taken away by Molly Wendell of St. Henry. All the way down a collision. And what do we got, block or charge? And I think it's going to be a blocking foul called against Fort Recovery. And it will be. The foul's going to be called against Carly Niekamp. That is her second. Check it, that's her third foul. So her third foul. That's the one I was missing. So third foul on Niekamp. Free throw is good on the first shot to Morgan Baumer. Baumer has 9 points, and she can hit double figures if she connects on this one. Here's the second shot. It's up. It's good. So she's in double figures with 10, and the lead just grew to 13, which is the biggest of the night for St. Henry. It's 29-16. We are early in the third quarter, being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Callie Wendell over on the wing, and I mean, they hardly let her breathe right now. They are guarding her so close. Callie brings it back out on the dribble, gets it off to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp now starts to drive on down to the baseline, goes toward the lane, leans in, can't shoot, feeds it on off to Luthold. Luthold inside, shot up, it won't go. Tapped out on the rebound, touched last by St. Henry. So it will be the Indians' ball from the baseline with 5:32 to go here in the third quarter. Indians looking and looking, and Mullenkamp in trouble. Finally got it out there to Niekamp. Niekamp almost had it stolen away. Now to Callie Wendell, way out in front. Callie Wendell looks inside. She tries to drive. It is cut off. Brings it to the near side and threw it right through the legs of Carly Niekamp. So the ball will go back to St. Henry on the turnover. St. Henry is led from start to finish. They were up at 7-0 before, actually it was 9-0 before the Indians got on the board. Here's a shot up, no good. On the rebound, we have a tie-up. I believe it's a tie-up. And it will be. And it'll end up being St. Henry ball. It'll be thrown in from the baseline by Jalen Everman. Everman looks, finally gets it out front. They go to Baumer, now to the corner, a three on the way, way off the mark. Rebound taken away inside by Carly Niekamp of Fort Recovery. Niekamp will work it up court herself, turns, looking for help, bounce pass ahead to Mullenkamp, into the front court. Mullenkamp, and it is Mullenkamp driving inside. Kennedy Mullenkamp almost lost it, turns around, looks, off it goes to Luthold, and back out in front to Callie Wendell, working the perimeter. They look, and Wendell just can't find an opening. They have lots of players on her because they know she can shoot. Works it down into the corner. Now tries to drive. Can't find the opening. Now drives. Pass across the way. Here is Mullenkamp into the lane. Her shot is up. No good, but she got fouled. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will be at the line, and she's going to be shooting a pair. Molly Wendell picks up the foul. That is her first and the team's first. So at the line is Kennedy Mullenkamp, just 1 point on the night. Make it two now as she hits. That's the first point of the second half for Fort Recovery. One more. It's on the way, and she missed it. Rebound taken away by Everman for St. Henry. 29-17 your score in favor of St. Henry. Redskins with it, cross the way. They work it around and have it out to Riley Bomber. A pass back to the near side, driving inside with it. And here is Ava Holman, can't get a shot away. They work the perimeter. Driving inside is Bomber, up, and she got it. Riley Bomber with her fourth point, and it's 31-17. The lead of 14 is the biggest of the night for St. Henry. Driving to the basket, putting it up and missing it, but drawing the foul inside. And then having to be helped up inside is Eva Kollig. The foul inside is called against Molly Wendell of St. Henry. That's her second and the team's second. And Sage Luthold was actually the one in the act of shooting, and Wendell knocked down two players with one foul. Well, get your money's worth, I guess. Here's Luthold firing the free throw, and it's in and out, back in. Luthold now with 5 points. More subs. Here is Paige Guggenbiller coming in, or Maddie Guggenbiller, excuse me. Maddie Guggenbiller coming in for Fort Recovery. One more free throw for Sage Luthold, and she gets them both. She has six. It's tops on the team tonight. 6 points for her. 31-19. We are midway through the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Interested in a good job? Contact Cooper Farms. Here's a long three from the side, short, and the rebound by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now she's trapped along the baseline, and she's going to be tied up. And nowhere to go and no help coming for her. Now it's still going to be Fort Recovery ball. Yeah, now help will come her way. And the pass will come into Callie Wendell. Wendell races up the far side, all the way down into the corner. They turn. Wendell long three. It will not go. Rebound, though, by Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller out to Wendell. Wendell has the ball knocked away out of bounds. It's going to still be Fort Recovery ball. And we got a timeout being called by St. Henry. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's St. Henry 31 and Fort Recovery 19. Back after this on J Country 101.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your third quarter is being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go, third quarter. It is St. Henry 31 and Fort Recovery 19. And Fort Recovery has the ball. Fort Recovery has not gotten a field goal yet here in the third quarter. Here's Callie Wendell driving it up, goes far side to Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller driving, stopping, can't get a shot, swings the pass out front, but it's going to go up. He goes out of bounds, and it will go back to St. Henry. So Fort Recovery, this tenacious defense that St. Henry has on Fort Recovery has really caused a lot of turnovers, and that's the whole point. You want to do it with some scrambling like that and just constant movement of players, constant movement of players in and out of the game. Here the Redskins get it on down inside. They'll put it up. No, but a foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. Foul inside is going to be called against Sage Luthold. And that should be the first against Sage. It is her first and the team's second. Everman is at the line for St. Henry. Free throw rolls off. She'll have one more. She has 4 points on the night. She is a junior. As I said, St. Henry does not have a senior on the team. None. Fort Recovery only has one. Everman hits the second shot, her fifth point. Makes it 32-19 here late in the third quarter. Kennedy Mullenkamp drives all the way down to the baseline. Goes into the corner to Guggenbiller. Feeds it out front to Wendell. Callie Wendell looks inside. Wants to drive, but is cut off by the defense. Callie Wendell now looking. Still cut off by the defense. Far side, it goes over to Luthold. Luthold in the corner. Luthold will drive the baseline. Swings it inside, threw it away. Picked off inside there by Riley Bomber of St. Henry. They work it around, and we're going to have a blocking foul far side. Whistled against Callie Wendell, I think. Yep. Callie Wendell gets her second and the team's third. Lots of substitutions. And for Fort Recovery, they've only used six players, and Eva Kolig will come back in. Here's the inbounds pass for St. Henry. They get it out in front to Morgan Bomber. She can't get the shot away. They work it into the corner to Molly Wendell. Brings it back out in front. They look in no hurry. Goes over on the right side back to Bomber. Bomber out in front as they work it to the perimeter near side. Now to Everman. Her shot's up and in. Or check it. She got it down to Molly Wendell. So that is her sixth point. And the lead is 15 now at 34-19. That's the biggest of the game. Fort Recovery still does not have a field goal. Here's a steal, and Molly Wendell goes down and lays it in. Wendell with eight, and this is turning into be a big quarter for St. Henry and a very bad quarter for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery has three free throws this quarter, and that's it. Just over a minute to go in the period. Near side with it. That's Callie Wendell. Wendell wants to drive. She goes down, and the ball is loose. It's picked up at the other end. Driving, shooting, and scoring again is Molly Wendell. She's got 10, and the lead just grew to 19. It's 38-19 St. Henry. As they were up just by 11 at halftime, and now it is 19. Callie Wendell will drive, pass out front, scramble for the ball. We're going to have a tie-up. The tie-up will give it right back to St. Henry. So things are just not going Fort Recovery's way at all in this third quarter. Coming out is Maddie Guggenbiller. And Sage Luthold goes back in for the Indians. St. Henry's used 11 players, Fort Recovery 6. A lot of fresh legs out there for St. Henry. Redskins with it, have it out on the perimeter. And Fort Recovery settles back into the 2-3 zone. Near side pass, the Redskins move it quickly and are showing some good patience. 19-point lead here with under 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Third quarter being brought to you by Cooper Farms. Out in front, down to 20 seconds, and St. Henry's got to just simply work for the last shot of the quarter. They work it on the near side. They go into the corner. We're down to 10 seconds in the quarter. Here's a drive, but a turnover. As going inside with it was Lauren Thiemann, and she dragged her pivot foot. So with 8.6 seconds to go in the quarter, Fort Recovery will try and get it up for a last shot. They'll get it quickly. On ahead to Wendell. Wendell goes on down. She'll drive, turn around looking for a shot. And she did get off the shot, and it rims off at the buzzer. At the end of three, it is now St. Henry 38 and Fort Recovery 19. We're back. Your third quarter was brought to you tonight by the folks at Cooper Farms in St. Henry, in Rossburg, in Coldwater, and in Fort Recovery, Ohio. That's Cooper Farms.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Well, we go to the fourth quarter, and it is all St. Henry. St. Henry outscored Fort Recovery 11-3 in that quarter, and they kept the Indians from getting a field goal. Three free throws was all that the Indians could muster in that third period, and the defense really caused havoc. Lots of turnovers and some breakaway layups, and St. Henry now has a 19-point lead as we go to the fourth quarter, and the Redskins have the ball. They go inside, it's knocked loose, and it's stolen away. Eva Kolig will end up with it off the deflection. Gets it ahead to Mullenkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp takes it all the way down to the baseline. Kicks it near side, but it's kicked out of bounds off the foot of a St. Henry Redskin. We're just underway fourth quarter here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Action coming your way tonight on WPGW AM and FM, Portland, Indiana. Glad to have you with us. Lob pass into Luthold, knocked away from her. Scrambled for the ball and picked up by St. Henry. Here come the Redskins. Over on the far side with it is Chloe Speck. Speck on the far side looks to go inside. Goes down into the corner to Riley Bomber. They lob it out. Here's a long three-pointer. It is no good. And the rebound put back up and in. And give that one to Riley Bomber. That is her sixth point, and the lead just grew to 21. It is 40-19 in favor of St. Henry. Far side with it, Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp turns around, looks, feeds it across, and overthrew. She had Eva Kolig open, but overthrew her, and the turnover will give it right back to St. Henry. And the Redskins are now, I won't say they're in celebratory mode, but they can feel it with a 21-point lead and only 7 minutes to go. And they've really frustrated Fort Recovery on offense. Redskins with it out on the perimeter. They get it off to Chloe Speck. Speck at the top of the key. Goes over on the perimeter. Now the ball is taken away by Kennedy Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery. Goes over on the near side. Turns around. Brings it out in front. Left-hand dribble. Almost had it stolen away. Gets it over near side to Kneecamp. Drives inside, and she got fouled as she was about to go up with a shot. I don't think they're going to call this as a shooting foul. Yeah, they will. I'll be darned. Okay. Foul was called against Chloe Speck. That's her first, and the team's just the team's third. But free throws are coming here for Carly Kneecamp. Carly, 2 points on the night. Free throw up and no good. She'll have one more. 6:33 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Fort Recovery trailing St. Henry 40-19. One more for Carly Kneecamp up, and this one's good. So she has three. It's 40-20, but Fort Recovery still without a field goal in the second half. Just four lonely free throws, and that's it. St. Henry works it on down to Layfeld. They work it out on the perimeter. They go to Speck. She'll get over on the right side. A drive jumper is partially blocked, loose, and picked up inside by Eva Kolig of Fort Recovery. Up it comes to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp into the front court. Looks to go inside, spins around, goes down the lane, puts it up. It won't go. Rebound kept alive, but knocked out of bounds and touched last by Fort Recovery. It's just been that kind of a second half. They just can't get anything to fall, even when they make a nice move and get it down for a good shot. It just would not go in for her. St. Henry with it. Pass to the far side. They work out on the perimeter. Speck thought about a three. Didn't take it. Looks. Comes back out in front. Hands it off to, Alexa Busher. And now we got a reach-in foul going to be called against Fort Recovery. And the foul against Fort Recovery is going to be called against Sage Luthold. That'll be her second. That is the fourth team foul against Fort Recovery. So at the line, shooting and barely grazing the rim on the shot was Leah Layfeld. Barely got it up there. One more coming. And she hits it. So Layfeld with her third point. Makes it 41-20 with under 6 minutes to go here in the ball game. Out front, a collision. We have a foul, and that's going to be called against Leah Layfeld. Trying to block out in there and caused havoc and gets the foul. That's her first and the team's fourth, so no free throws. Here's the ball being thrown in by Fort Recovery as they work it around out front. A drive, Wendell on the near side to Luthold, far side to Niekamp, out to Wendell, hits the three. There's their first field goal of the second half. Makes it 41-23. Callie Wendell now with 8 points to lead her team. She was open and drained it from the top of the key. Layfeld almost had it knocked away. Gets it out front off to Morgan Bomber, who's back in there. Now the ball kicked out of bounds off a Fort Recovery leg. You can see some Indians out there kind of huffing and puffing. They've gone with six players, which is what they normally do. But they're feeling the tempo and the pressure they've been facing tonight from St. Henry. Out here is a quick three-pointer. That's way off the mark by Fort Recovery as Ava Holman missed that one wide right by about a foot. 41-23 the score. Kennedy Mullenkamp for Fort Recovery comes near side over to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp trying to drive, goes into the corner to Luthold. She'll drive the baseline, turns, can't get a shot away, hands it off to Mullenkamp. She will drive in, feed it out. Here's a three on the way. It's no good by Niekamp. Rebounded inside by Fort Recovery, and on the foul is, Eva Collig got the rebound, and she was fouled. And the foul was called in there against Chloe Speck. That's her second. Fifth team foul against St. Henry. Indians will still have the ball. Inbounding it, looking, having trouble. They'll finally get it out to Callie Wendell. Wendell at the top of the key, looks, goes toward the corner, spins around, no place to go with it. On the perimeter still, looking for an opening, and she's not finding it. Back down to the baseline, turning around, comes back out in front. Goes left side over to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp looks from the top of the key. Back to Collig into the corner. Wendell turns around, shoots, misses. Rebound inside, taken away by Luthold. Rebound, can't go back up with it. To Mullenkamp, who drives, little five-footer is no good. Rebound now taken away inside by St. Henry, and they'll push it up the floor. Under 4 minutes to go. St. Henry in command of this one by 18. 41-23 our score. Going inside right down the lane and missing the layup was Jalen Everman. Rebound to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery needs to get at least a few more baskets here. Make it a little more respectable. Here's a long three way off the mark by Callie Wendell. Rebound comes off to St. Henry and will race the other way. 3:20 yet to play in this game. 41-23 and St. Henry leads. Near side to Ava Holman for St. Henry. Plays pitch and catch, and now we got a timeout being called by St. Henry. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the game. 41-23 is our score. We're back after this on J Country 101, PG-14.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
.41-23 is our score with 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in this game. And the St. Henry Redskins in command looking for their 11th win of the season against 6 losses in Fort Recovery. Unless they can mount one heck of a comeback, they will fall to 4-12. Redskins will have it. And Fort Recovery... Well, Holly Gann has just called another timeout. She wasn't done speaking, so we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. We're back after this on J Country 101, PG-14.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 25th through the 28th. Stop in and save.
All right, back-to-back timeouts, and now we're ready. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. St. Henry 41 and Fort Recovery 23. Redskins have the ball. And in for the first time tonight, Olivia Gast, a 5'6 freshman for St. Henry. Gets it on ahead to Alexis Busher. I'll get the name right. Hands it off to Speck. Speck on the perimeter as they look for an opening. Here's a drive near side, back out in front and away from the ball. What do we got? Okay, 3 seconds. Don't see that called much, but it was. So the turnover gives it right back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller is back in for the Indians. Far side, Callie Wendell. Wendell looking for an opening, goes all the way to the baseline, turns around, goes back out in front. And returns, goes back down, gets a shot away, did not get it, fight for the rebound. It's ripped away in there by Olivia Gast of St. Henry. Long lead pass on down, knocked loose, picked up by Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp, takes it on down with it. Ball is knocked loose again and stripped away by St. Henry. And we'll go the other way. A lot of mistakes here in this fourth quarter. Both coaches have been getting on their players about that. Pretty much the game's out of the hands as far as who's going to win it. But they want them to play well for the future. Give and go far side, almost thrown away by St. Henry. 2 minutes to go in the game. Nearly a steal on the far side. Here are the Redskins getting it out. Speck will shoot a three, and it's around the rim and out. Rebound loose, picked up by St. Henry. Back out to Speck. Far side over it goes as they work around the perimeter. And there's a long shot, and it's way short. That missed by about 2 feet. Rebound comes off to Fort Recovery. We're down to a minute 35 to go. Kennedy Mullenkamp sees an opening. Now goes right side off to Eva Kollig. Kollig will turn around, looks for help. Swings it on down to Guggenbiller, who goes inside, misses the shot. But we've got a foul that's going to be called, and she's going to be at the line shooting twice. The foul was called against Alexis Busher. That is her third and the team's sixth. So Maddie Guggenbiller is at the line. She's the only Indian that has not scored tonight that has played, and they've played just six. She'll be shooting twice. First one is up and no good. And one more coming. Coming back in is Carly Niekamp. A minute and 24 seconds to go in the ball game. And one more free throw for Maddie Guggenbiller. Guggenbiller will fire it up, and she rolls that one in. Gets her first point and makes it 41 to 24. St. Henry with it, and all just about all freshmen and sophomores out there. They pretty much have cleared the bench here toward the latter stages of the game. Good opportunity for some good experience. Here are the Redskins. A pass inside is knocked loose, stolen away. Picked off inside by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp almost had it stolen. We have a reaching in foul that's going to be called against Alexis Busher, who just picked up her fourth foul. And that's the 17th foul, so we have a 1-1 that's going to be shot by Fort Recovery here with exactly 1 minute to play. So Callie Wendell will go down to the line. Callie has 8 points tonight, and she'll be shooting her first free throws of the night. And she takes her time, and the junior puts it up and left it short. Front into the 1-1, so you don't get a second chance. Rebound to St. Henry with under a minute to go here. 41-24, your score. Driving, here's a jumper. Good by Olivia Gast. So Olivia Gast getting her first 2 points, 43-24. Down the other way, inside the Indians, a drive, a shot up, no, and the rebound by Gast. And Gast will bring it ahead for St. Henry. Almost a turnover. They'll get it on ahead to Speck. Under 30 seconds to go in the game. It's a 19-point St. Henry lead, and they're just going to pretty much, I think, dribble it out here. I doubt they're going to shoot. Ball is kicked around, picked up by the Redskins. They'll kick it out. Here's driving inside, and they will shoot. It's no good. The rebound put back up, no. Rebound comes away, loose out front, out of bounds. And with 7.5 seconds to go, it will be Fort Recovery ball for one last possession. So the Indians may be able to get off one last shot. Just 7.5 seconds to go in it. Callie Wendell will walk it up. Wendell looks and having no chance. She's going to fire a long three and hit it at the buzzer. Wendell nails the three at the buzzer, which makes your final score St. Henry 43 and Fort Recovery 27. Your final score as St. Henry improves to 11-6 on the season. Fort Recovery drops to 4-12. We'll return and give you the numbers on tonight's game in just a couple of minutes here on J Country 101 PG-14.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to somebody in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with a lot of your neighbors and helped solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got a unique solution. We're your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
This is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kaup Pharmacy is caring for you like family, so we take the time to get to know you, explain your medications, and answer any of the questions you may have. We are committed to the excellence and quality of care to help you on your path to optimal health. That is why our Kaup Pharmacy pharmacists are calling patients to be an extension of your healthcare team. Call Kaup Pharmacy today at 800-686-2314 and speak with one of our pharmacists. Kaup Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where tonight the St. Henry Redskins defeat the Fort Recovery Indians by a final score of 43-27. St. Henry jumped out to a very quick lead. We're up 7-0 before Fort Recovery could ever get a basket, but it was 16-8 in favor of the Redskins at the end of the first quarter. They had upped that to 11 points at halftime, 27-16. The third quarter, they outscored Fort Recovery 11-3, and Fort Recovery did not get a single field goal in that third quarter. In fact, Fort Recovery only picked up 2 field goals in the entire second half, and one came at the final buzzer on a 3-pointer by Callie Wendell. She got the other one on an earlier 3-pointer. That makes your final score St. Henry 43 and Fort Recovery 27. Looking at the scoring tonight, first off for the Indians, they were led by Callie Wendell, who had 11 points. 6 points for Sage Luthold, 4 for Eva Kollig, 3 points for Carly Niekamp, 2 points for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and 1 point for Maddie Guggenbiller. So six played, six scored for the Indians. For St. Henry, they used 12 different players during the night. One, two, three, four, eight. Yeah, eight scored. I was counting up the number of those who hadn't scored. So eight of the 12 scored. Two in double figures. They were led by Morgan Bomber with 10 points and also Molly Wendell, who had 10 points. 3 points for Leah Layfeld, five for Jalen Everman, five for Lauren Tiemann. Also 2 points for Alexis Busher. 6 points off the bench for Riley Bomber, and two there late by Olivia Gast. So it was St. Henry winning it 43-27, and they are now 11-6 on the year, and Fort Recovery with the loss slips to 4-12. We're going to step out for a final break, and we shall return one more time to wrap her up tonight here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. That's coming your way in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend the correct product for you. So stop in at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back one final time here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where tonight St. Henry defeats Fort Recovery in girls basketball. Final score of 43-27. Fort Recovery led by Callie Wendell with 11 points. St. Henry led by Molly Wendell and by Morgan Bomber with 10 points each. It was St. Henry jumping out to a 16-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. The Redskins were up 27-16 at halftime. It was 38-19 at the end of the third quarter and got to as high as 23 points as far as the margin. At the end, though, it was down to 16, and the final score was 43-27. So with the loss, Fort Recovery falls to 4-12, and they'll be right back at it here Saturday afternoon taking on Troy Christian. And that game will start promptly at 12:45. Yes, 12:45 Saturday afternoon. And we will have that broadcast for you over on AM 1440 and FM 105.3 for a PG-14. We'll be here for that broadcast a little ahead of time, but it's set to tip off at 12:45. I do want to pass along some caution to anybody out traveling tonight. A lot of counties are going to the orange travel advisories. I know that Jay County is orange, Blackford County is orange, and roads are becoming quite treacherous. They have blown. That very moist snow we had yesterday has dried out, and now the winds have picked up, and it is blowing it. And a lot of the roads are drifting and very, very slick, so please be ultra careful if you are out and about tonight. Again, our final score tonight, it is St. Henry defeating Fort Recovery by a score of 43-27. And our thanks to Eric Hatterley back at the studio for pushing all the right buttons and getting us on the air, and we thank him for doing that. Again, our final score tonight, it was St. Henry 43 and Fort Recovery 27. I'm Ed Thurman. Thanks for listening, and good night from Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.